أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم، إن تستغفر لهم 70 مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم، ذلك بأنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله، والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 80 of Surah At-Tawbah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, addressing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, istaghfir lahum, if you seek forgiveness for them, that is the munafiqun, aw la tastaghfir lahum, or if you do not seek forgiveness for them, in tastaghfir lahum 70 marratan, if you seek forgiveness for them 70 times, فَلَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly not forgive them. This ayah was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after some time. What is termed as Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites, his name was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. He was that person that had brought great harm to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We won't go into that details. Nonetheless, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul had passed on, he had died. However, his son was a very mukhlis, a very sincere sahabi of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was also Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. So Abdullah the son came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his father's demise, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him the upper garment, the kurta, to be used as the kafan for his father. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abided. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given his kurta for the father's kafan. Then the second request came that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make the janazah salat of my father. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abided. He acceded to this request. The janazah is there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes forward to perform the janazah salat. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu pulls the kurta of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Allah has prohibited you from performing the janazah salat of a munafiq. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, Allah has not prohibited me. And nonetheless, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed this janazah salat. After performing the janazah salat, an ayah that appears few ayahs after this, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ, was revealed that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will not perform the janazah salat of any one of them, and nor would you stand and make dua at the qabr. In other words, Allah Ta'ala then at that point prohibited the janazah namaz of a munafiq to be performed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obviously then by any Muslim, any ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the question will arise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his kurta, why did he do that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the janazah salat, why did he do that? So on the one hand, at the time of the battle of Badr, many years before this, it was the second year of the hijrah, Sayyiduna Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was caught as a prisoner of war, and he was now in Medina as a prisoner. Sayyiduna Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not have the upper garment, the kurta. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked sahaba, is there anyone that will offer him a kurta? He's my uncle. And because of the size of Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas, because of the size of Sayyiduna Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, no one had that size but this person, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the munafiq, and he had given that kurta to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his uncle. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His habit was to repay whoever and whatever the favor may have been, whoever had incurred that favor. So on the one hand, there was this favor that had to be returned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned the favor. Why does Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform the janazah salat? As a matter of fact, in one riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, here Allah ta'ala used 70 times. Usually 70 is used for takthir in Arabic, in other words, for an abundance. He said that had I known, if I had to make more istighfar than 70 times, I would have done it. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid back that purta, that was one issue. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my giving him the kurta and my kurta being used as his shroud, as his kafan, is not going to do anything for him. And my salat, why did I perform the salat? Because then his tribe will see this akhlaq and they will embrace Islam. And it is narrated that over 1,000 people from his tribe had embraced Islam when they saw this akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is now saying to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But the very same concept, that it is all the same, whether you want them or you don't want them, they are not going to bring Islam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on and continued warning. But of course, when Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا, that you will not perform the janazah salat of any one of them, then that clear-cut prohibition had come. But so long as there was this choice, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exercise, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go that extra mile. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whether you make istighfar for them, you don't make istighfar for them, you seek forgiveness on their behalf, you don't seek forgiveness on their behalf, even if you do so 70 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive them. And then Allah ta'ala says, why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ. One is because they had made kufr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَرَسُولِهِ, and they made kufr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They disbelieved in Allah, they disbelieved in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, particularly in the case of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the kind of difficulties and the harm that he brought to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indescribable. But with all that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still gave the benefit of the doubt, and provided there was no prohibition, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed the janazah salat. And for us, these things are a very great lesson. We don't know nifaq. We don't know hypocrisy. We don't know what people carry in their hearts. And the most important thing is, give them the benefit of the doubt, especially when people have read this kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They stand next to us and they perform salat. We don't know the condition, how we are going to leave this world. Is it going to be on iman? Allah ta'ala forbid. Is it going to be in a state of kufr? We don't know who has been accepted in the courts of Allah. We don't know whether we have been accepted or rejected. All that knowledge is in the hands of Allah, in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as far as these issues are concerned, we need to exercise caution. Then Allah ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide a community who has transgressed and is disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.